Track 4, SQ3R and timers. The previous track presented two interventions to increase concentration or decrease memory loss due to depression. They were the Zen and rubber band methods. This track will provide you with two more interventions to increase your client's concentration and decrease memory loss which results from depression. SQ3R. SQ3R incorporates much of what is known about remembering and forgetting. Like the Zen state described in the previous track, SQ3R helps your client focus on the task at hand rather than maintaining a depressive mindset. The steps in SQ3R are survey, question, read, recite, and review. Darren, a 40-year-old college freshman, used this technique to improve his study skills. Darren's wife, Catherine, and two children had been killed by a drunk driver while Catherine was driving their children home from a dance lesson. 1 month prior to the accident, Catherine had received a small family inheritance which they had planned to put into a college fund for their children. 1 year after the accident, Darren, a real estate salesman, had decided to go to a local business college to get a degree in accounting. Because Darren had been out of school for quite some time, along with the depression due to the loss of his wife and two children, it was hard for him to concentrate on school subject matter. Prior to the loss of his wife and children, Darren described himself to me as being sad most of the time. As a matter of fact, Darren's statement during the session, "Sad is how I am," became the title for this home study course. Do you have a client you're treating or have treated that could have made the same declaration, "Sad is how I am"? Have you had a client return to school in later life, or have you counseled an adult or child client who is having problems with some type of coursework? See if the method I used can assist you. Darren stated his frustration regarding coursework in a session. "I just can't get the school stuff. I'm too old. I don't care about anything anyway without Catherine and my two girls." Here's the practical strategy regarding studying I gave to Darren. First, skim the material to get an overview. If something seems important while you're skimming, make notes on what you want to remember. This will give your mind a blueprint to work from. Second, after skimming, ask yourself specific questions about what you've just skimmed over. This helps you focus your attention and give meaning to the material. Ask yourself, "What were some subheadings, graphs, or photos I noticed while skimming?" Third, read the material in detail now rather than just skimming. Fourth, recite what you've just read. Ask yourself what you've just read. Fifth, in the last step, recall. After you've skimmed, questioned, read, and recited, go back to the first section you read and ask yourself to recall what you can from the previous section now that you've covered additional material. Is this a strategy you might use with a child you're treating who has problems with schoolwork? The SQ3R method helped Darren increase his memory enough to make passing grades in his college courses. This method not only helped him to get passing grades, but also elevated his depression by serving as a means to rebuild his life after the loss of his family. Egg timer method. Regarding children and depression, a colleague of mine, Jill, was treating Sarah, a junior high student, who was having trouble concentrating on her studies. Instead of concentrating on her teachers, she ruminated about her parents' arguments. Sarah thought that she was stupid because of her C-, D, and F grades. She was surprised at the suggestion that part of her difficulties in school might be because of her worry and depression regarding her parents' constant arguing. Jill suggested an experiment. Jill would read a paragraph from Sarah's school book and ask Sarah questions. Jill did this, and Sarah was easily able to answer the questions. This proved to Sarah that she could concentrate, at least for short periods of time. If your client has a problem with concentration, you might consider the egg timer method. Jill bought a kitchen timer. When Sarah saw it, she said, "That's what my mother calls an egg timer." Jill used the egg timer in their sessions to increase Sarah's length of concentration time. Starting with 2 minutes, Jill gradually expanded the time to 50 minutes. Soon, Sarah was able to study normally. Of course, treatment of the entire family system was needed to decrease the parents' arguing, but until that happened, the egg timer method helped to bring Sarah's grade up to a passing level. Think for a moment. Could the egg timer focusing technique and subsequent practice sessions be effective in improving concentration and memory difficulties with an adult or child you're currently treating? Have you found that many dysthymic clients report regaining their power of concentration very quickly, sometimes after only a few homework assignments? For example, 6 10-minute practice sessions reading short newspaper articles for an adult or several pages of a textbook for a child. Another hidden side benefit of the egg timer technique is that it provides a successful experience for the depressed client. Can you think of a client that would benefit from being able to break down their depressive syndrome into concrete target problems? Problems that have concrete target solutions? Could you use the SQ3R method of skim, question, read, recite, and recall, or egg timer concentration sessions for those who feel perhaps hopeless about overcoming their depression? I've found that sometimes the simplest techniques can be the best tools for turning around depression. The next track will provide a cognitive dissonance technique for your adult or child clients who have unproductive thought patterns to help open up a closed system to receive corrective information. Question 4. What would be a reason for using SQ3R and the egg timer interventions?